Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? All right, welcome to the pre-show here for Friday. So I got to remember that we have to plug. How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby. Yeah, this is it, man. Hey, what the fuck, dude? There is no podcast one. Jim Beaver. Where's this Jim fucking Beaver, man? I got your Jim Beaver swinging. Wait a minute, man. Okay. Hey, sweet baby. Coronavirus, fact or fiction, Christ almighty. Florida has all the... Where's this fucking Jim Beaver thing, dude? You dig me? You dig what I'm putting down, bro? Canceled event. All right. Man, you're looking. What you got looking? Something else. What is this, man? The Jim Beaver promo will send it as soon as it's on hand. Well, all right, but I don't have it yet, man. You know, I don't have the Jim Beaver promo, my boy. So, that's just your piss out of luck there. Hey, good looking. This is for the week of 6/22. Today is the 18th. Tomorrow's the 19th. This is due Monday. I got to remember to do this. I have a, what do you call it? Audition for Monday. Here it is. Attached, please find Jim Beaver promo is delayed. I'm just going to use one of the other promos, I guess, right? Jim Beaver. You don't say, my boy. Casting Frontier, okay. I'm going to just start fucking live today. You know, Brandon, acting live today. Brandon Ford Green, acting director, casting director, casting. Marion Whitney, Filthy Rich promo audition due tomorrow. What? Oh, I fucked that up. Okay. As far as the Jim Beaver promo goes, I'm going to have to just punt on that motherfucker. Because I don't know. Hey, sweet baby. I might have it. Model shows Florida could be the next large epicenter. I got to get Jackie the fuck out of there, man. Get her the fuck out of there. Could be the next large epicenter. Florida. All these international travelers... And they've got a raging fucking idiot for a goddamn governor. Jesus Christ on a cross. Are you kidding me? You got to be kidding me, man. I'm getting her the fuck out of there, man. The next large epicenter. That's not fucking cool. I'm telling you, man, this is a wild thing, man. We're going through a wild fucking thing. Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the fucking truth?
Phil, let's talk a little bit. I know coronavirus, but let's talk about the visit to the Pillars Hotel. I know people there, Phil.
I understand, Margaret. I don't want to turn this into a lecture on... a lecture on culture.
It's not...
No, I don't want it to be a lecture on culture and what I did wrong.
Phil, you went to the Pillars Hotel. This is one of the small boutique hotels. Are you aware of...
I don't know what you mean.
What are you asking him for? I want to know if there's one swinging you-know-what around. All right, I'll say it. One swinging dick that knows...
Jesus Christ, Margaret.
Well, it begins to irritate me.
Tonight, it's the June 5th, 2004 Stanley Cup Final, Game 6, Lightning win in two overtimes. The Tampa Bay Lightning. I remember when they beat Calgary. This is the Stanley Cup Final. The Tampa Bay Lightning. This was in 2004. I remember that like it was yesterday. That whole period of time, I was just got done doing a pilot for Steve Levitan. Marie and I were still married. Not for long, though. We were actually still doing pretty good, but by the fall of that year, everything fucking fell apart for us. I mean, everything started to fall apart. And, you can't really change the past, man. You can't... You did what you did because that was... who you were, you know. You can't go back and change who you were. Because I tell you what, brother, there would have been a lot of things I would have changed about my life in that period of time, and maybe not getting married is probably one of them. All right, so we're groovy. The Pillars Hotel. Yes. I said, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? So now I want to figure out what we're going to do with this promo. I've got Ted's of Beverly Hills. What are these promos again?
Podcast One presents. This is a collect call from Sing Sing.
My name is John J. Lennon. I'm locked up for selling drugs and committing murder. I'm also a contributor for Esquire magazine and the Marshall Project. So I'm a writer and I'm a prisoner. Imagine trying to stay focused and talk about issues of substance with gates slamming, prisoners screaming, and PAs blaring in the background.
Get new episodes every Wednesday.
Tough break, man.
On Spotify, Podcast One, and Apple Podcasts.
You. All right, guys, now I am joined by possibly the...
Hi, my name is Phil Hendry from SBV Talent.
Spot 2. Spot 3.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down. Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Testing. Do that again, man. Play that fucking thing again.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
God damn, man. That is very interesting, man. That's very interesting, the way that Ted's of Beverly Hills jingle. I got some real compression running on this motherfucker, don't I? Here at Ted's. We want to put our meat in your... Now I've got teenagers coming in here. We haven't been open for weeks, Phil. Weeks. Here at Ted's. All right, man. Now. Oh, okay. Well, where is this? That's it. I always know that's the Ted sound effect, because that guy... And I can't... I don't know what the hell he's saying, but... So, I'm interested here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Here at 10, we want to put the meat in the mouth. All right, so I wanted to go down, bitch. Oh, you know what I know? I'll tell you what's going on. I'm running too much compression on the fucking master. I got the fucking testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's see. There it goes. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in the mouth. Atlanta police calling out 6, not answering calls. Go ahead, man. Don't answer your fucking calls. You can fire your fucking ass and start with some decent fucking cops. Maybe do some of that community policing shit that they all talk about, you know? All right, man. Let's knock that fucking racket off, huh? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 5. All right. Let's see, man. Excuse me. This guy, Steve Ducey, on Fox is the luckiest white man in the history of the world. He has no real talent for anything. He's not a very good interviewer. I don't know what he is. He's affable. I think people like, he looks like a goddamn farmer. Sounds like an idiot. It doesn't have any knowledge of anything. He's got a fucking job so goddamn secure. It's amazing. He's been on that fucking network for 20 plus years. Steve Doocy. All right, man. I think this is all we can do. 506. Ted Bell. Is Ted out? Like, where are the crickets, man?
Thanks, Phil. Ted Bell here.
What promo I'm supposed to run, but fuck it. Okay. New corona cases up in 23 states. Come on, bitch. Tough, smart, united, disciplined, loving. New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo, if it is necessary to wear a mask while doing activities outside. Yes. Well, outside. I wear a fucking mask every time I'm going to be around, like, people. If I'm walking down, if we're walking down the street and Fort Lauderdale, man, we had on masks, you know. All right, so testing 1, 2, 3 is the thing here, man, you know. Okay. Now, what I want to do here. Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe da 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 dee 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 dee.
You know, let me tell you something, Phil. This is the tough part.
I want to get the crickets, man. So where are the crickets? Stand outside. He's at the pond. There it is. Okay, so. I don't know whether Ted should be doing that or not. So then Margaret's going to give me a whole lot of shit about the Pillars Hotel, Herb Sewell.
Phil, the Pillars Hotel, one of the finest hotels. But here's the thing. I think that what you need to do, Phil, I think you need to understand that there's a certain... I think you need to understand, Phil, there's a certain momentum, you know, that many of us have. So.
Testing 1, 2. 135,000 coronavirus deaths by July the 6th. Are you digging that? Are you ready for that? Pretty soon it's going to get 15. It's going to be down to nothing. You know. But no, he didn't say that. You're right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring up some stupid shit that he said. Pardon me for doing that. God Almighty, get upset with me. I'll say, you always wanted to cancel his presidency. Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, I never liked the guy. Is that what you mean? Kind of like when they said, you know, I hope Obama fails, but fuck it. Why be logical? Why bring up logic? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so here is our thing. We're going to do this and do it right. We're going to groove with a groove thing. Ted Bell is going to come on with us, and then we're going to have, and he's going to be just, you know. Now, where's this fucking crickets? Okay. They're there. Love it. Crickets on the phone. the next coronavirus epicenter? You got to be fucking kidding me, man. You can still get coronavirus if you wear a mask. All right. All right, well, I don't know.
Tighten it up now.
Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Doesn't get going fast enough, motherfucker. Yes. The Misery Slims. No, it's C'est la Vie's. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Tulsa, Oklahoma. They're lined up for the Trump rally, man. All the dumbasses. All the dumb motherfuckers in America. They don't know. They don't understand. They don't have any clue what it is they're getting themselves into. This guy, as Trump spins further and further out of control, as he spins further and further away from reality. Visit BetOnline, use your thing. Okay, so then Ted Bell's, Ted's Beverly Hills is there. All right, so we got Surf. Is that Morning Glory? Morning Glow, C'est la Vie's. All right.
I want to bring on Roger Poutine. I want to bring on Roger Go Lightly. I want to bring on Roger Go Golobo. I'd like to bring on Roger Goloho. Glowden. I'd like to bring on Roger Glow.
His name's Roger Glow.
Phil, don't embarrass me.
No, it's just...
His name's Roger Glow.
That's what I just said. Roger, forgive me.
It's all right. Yes, it's all right. Well, I think the Pillars Hotel is one of the top hotels. I think that they're rather casual people there. They treat you as a... Well, I own the Kookaroo. I own the Gulu. I own Glow. I own the Glow Inn. I own Glow. I own the Glow. The Glow. my name's Roger Glory. Roger Glow. Yes, it's a good place to live. I don't know it myself, but...
Well, the Pillars is...
Yes, I understand. My hotel is the Global. My hotel is the Glomron. The Glow Room, the Glow Glow, the Glow Bone, the Glow Hole. My hotel, I named it the Glow Hole because... Yes?
Did you said the Glow Hole?
Who am I speaking with, please?
This is General Galen Shaw.
Oh.
He's one of the panel.
Okay, so the Glow Hole, I named my hotel the Glow Bone, the Glow Bone, the Glow Bone, the Glowing... Glows. Roger, I named my hotel Roger Glows.
The Glow Grove.
I name my hotel the Glow Grove. The Glow.
It's just the Glow.
It's the Glow. It's in South Miami, and I know the Pillars. They have a great reputation, but I think that once people become aware of the Glow...
Roger Glow is a hotelier from France, is a hotelier from Montreal, Canada, and we bring him on the line with us here. Roger, so good to speak with you again.
Margaret, it's been too long.
And Frank sends his best.
Thank you. I always enjoyed Mr. Gray.
We're talking with Phil Hendry.
Yeah, perfect. Then we'll do Tim. Then we'll do Tim Bell. Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ready, set, here we fucking go. Ding! Now, also, when she's talking to him. All right, you ready, bitches? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Your mama and your sister too. Take 3. Oh, your mother and your sister too. Sorry.
So sorry.
All right, your mama and your sister too. Take 3. Jesus, I just heard, like, tittering. It was almost elven. It was almost otherworldly. I heard the snickering of imps outside my window going, the fuck? I'm going to have to go out there with a flamethrower later on. I'm going to have to take a flamethrower, man, to my outside patio. All right. Friends, there's no shortage of action going on without our... Wait, let's do this again. Let's see if we can do this right, huh, Henry? Come on. Testing 1, 2, 3. Friends, there's no shortage of action going on at with our exclusive partners, BetOnline. Friends, there's no shortage of action going on with our exclusive partners here at Podcast One, our partners, BetOnline. Sports are slowly making their way back. Who the fuck wrote it? Doesn't matter. It's okay.